This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Roger Stone's coming up next segment with a lot of huge breaking news and amazing insights. But I wanted to play a clip of Charlie Kirk, who I have just seen as a nice guy, somewhat effective with young people, but not very hardcore. But more and more every day I see him talking about the New World Order and transgenderism really being a system for transhumanism and just, you know, the Great Reset, the New World Order. This is great news. And so I guess turning point is having a turning point. Here it is.
I believe, and this is to go a level deeper, but you guys are smart, you'll get it, the transgender movement actually matters even more than biomedical fascism, and they actually are together. Because the transgender movement is an introductory phase to get you to strip yourself of your humanity to mesh with machines. It's called transhumanism. They want you to say, okay, well, I can choose any gender. Why can't I just have like an exoskeleton of some sort of machine around me? This is what Meta is about, the metaverse, kids staring at screens all day long. This is documented. This is proven. This is where Silicon Valley is going. This is why they're so insistent on this transgender thing, because if you stop being a man, then maybe you can stop being a human being. Maybe you can kind of just plug into some sort of machine. This is where their control, their profit motive is coming down the stream. There's a ton of literature about this. I'm far from the first person to comment on it, but I'm just kind of connecting the dots for all of you. Like, what is the agenda here? Well, the agenda is kind of like Ready Player One meets Inception, where you kind of just hook up to a machine all day long and you're controlled by five companies that control your thoughts and your feelings, and the real world actually ends up being the not real world, where everyone just kind of wears goggles all day long. That's the deeper significance of the transgender movement that no one wants to talk about. David?
Wow. That is better said than I can put it together. Bravo. All right. Now, Roger Stone is loaded for bear. I've known Roger 8-9 years. That's going really good. 6.5 years ago or so. But, man, he's really been on fire. I've not just had him on my show and seen that. He's been on other shows. I've seen the clips. And he's going to get into a whole host of subjects. Russiagate 3.0, the war with Russia, the election fraud they're finding, the canvassing, finding out how many people voted but don't live at the house they're claiming they did. Big news there. But I wanted to play this clip of Peter Baker on MSNBC saying the Russians are the Alex Joneses of the world. So I tell you, and the State Department claiming that Russia is going to launch a false flag as the Alex Jones of the world, but also the Russians are Alex Jones. Everybody's Alex Jones. We're all in Alex Jones territory now. Here it is.
Peter, the U.S. has released a lot of information about this alleged Russian threat, including intelligence about an alleged fake video plot. It all seems so incredible. You've covered Putin and Russia for a long time. Will releasing this information make a difference?
Well, I think you heard John Feiner say that the idea is if we put out there that we know the United States knows that this is what they're going to do, it won't damage any credibility such a false flag operation would have if they tried it, and in fact, a deterrence to information. You know, look, this is, you know, the Russians are sort of the Alex Jones of world powers. They traffic in conspiracy theories. They believe conspiracies by the West that are sort of far-fetched, and they promote them through, you know, these sort of provocative actions at home. Remember when they first went in and seized Crimea from Ukraine back in 2014, they pretended that those men in green suits were not Russian troops, when in fact, of course, they were. So this is all of a normal practice out of Moscow. And I think what you're seeing here by the United States is a way of trying to call them on it in advance rather than after the fact, trying to say, oh, well, that wasn't real. That was just fake.
So there's been no, I mean, I don't know if they can, I mean, release any kind of evidence of this thing happening, right? Because it's so far what the U.S. is saying is they're planning the possibility of maybe doing a movie.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you heard a lot of skepticism at the State Department briefing yesterday. Reporters pressing, of course, Ned Price, the State Department spokesman, for proof of this. The United States government says, of course, they don't want to do anything to compromise intelligence sources and methods. And, you know, look, it's
so in the old days, Colin Powell would stand up there with fake anthrax or they show you some fake WMD images on the satellite. They don't even do that now. They just say, trust us, they're going to attack themselves as U.S. forces mass on the Russian border. Okay. I mean, there's no end to this, folks. The Russians aren't attacking us. Joe Biden and the globalists are. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he has not re-risen like the mythical phoenix because he's never been killed. But Roger Stone is definitely what we call punished. And there's a lot of art on the internet that shows myself, Roger, Trump, and others as punished. You know, eye patches, cuts on us, the rest of it. But we are punished. And by being punished, we have learned a lot. We've been through a lot. We've gotten stronger, as Nietzsche said, along the way. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. But because Roger is a stalwart and a tough guy, and I would think of myself as pretty tough as well, we need to remind listeners that we are embattled, we are under massive attack, and we need one thing first. Your prayer, please. I know it's real. I can feel it. I see it in my life. Thank you, listeners. Please pray for us because they are coming after us again and coming down on us like 8,000-pound gorillas, which is okay. We're big boys. We're not going to stop at many levels. We like it. It makes us get up earlier in the morning and have more energy, but for our children, for our wives, and for our country, please pray for us because we are the tip of the spear and we're just so damn effective thanks to the good gifts God gave us and you keeping us in the fight. You are just as important as Roger and I and others at the globalist and the satanic left hate because you are keeping us in the fight and we salute you and we thank you. And you can see the all-out war to take OAN down, and the all-out war to take down Mike Lindell, the all-out war to silence Trump, and the all-out war to silence Tucker Carlson, and now Joe Rogan. And if they can get us completely, they're going to get you. Deplatforming 4 years ago, then debanking, now they want us arrested. Roger's been SWAT-teamed. Okay? They have gone to grand jury after grand jury, and I don't say this like thumbing my nose. Like, ha-ha, you've gone to a bunch of grand juries to indict me, and they haven't. I don't know. I'm not somebody that dances by graveyards. No, I'm not feeling slick and feeling like, oh, no. I'm like, my God, we got a criminal government here. And my lawyers are like, don't tell people what's been going on. Let's just say this. I tell folks you better pray for us. You might just, you know, see me in jail or dead with these people coming after us this bad. Same with Roger. This isn't a game. They're trying to start war with Russia right now. So listen. I don't want to sit there and prove to you how serious this is by us going off the air in 6 months because of finances. I don't want to have to prove to you how serious this is by us losing the country or having World War III with Russia. I want to be peaceful, Democrat, Republican, all of us. This is the time to come together and say no to the multinational corporations that have launched this new world order. And they're playing us all against each other. Because I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, gay, straight, live in Canada, live in Mexico, it doesn't matter. The New World Order, the Great Reset, is not good for you. You can wear the mask, go along with the shots, pretend you're part of the power structure, but you're only engaged in the Stockholm Syndrome. So usually I ask for support at the end of an interview with Roger and myself, but I'm just going to upfront say this. The way our finances work and with supply chains broken down, now 25 weeks to get products, I'm having to put the money in not 6 weeks before I get the product to have it manufactured, half the money. I'm having to put it out 20-plus weeks. So we got stuff coming in a few weeks that I paid for 20 weeks ago. And then now I'm having to, okay, well, let's put it out 10 weeks and put it out 20 weeks. Because of that, we don't have the cash flow to do that, to even be able to self-fund. So I need everybody now to do things like get a Reset Wars membership and watch the course. Because that doesn't have inventory, it's digital, and it's great material, and it funds the operation. 50% off, it's going to have to end Monday. We've extended it since Friday, ResetWars.com. I need you to go get T-shirts. It's not as hard to get those. I get those in 5 weeks now when you try to get them in a week. Get a book, get a film, get a DVD. Get a water filtration. Whatever we've got in stock, it's all great products. I'm telling you that we're in the most grave situation ever. The whole country is, the whole world. You don't need me to tell you this. So they've got lying headlines about how I've got hundreds of millions of dollars. All of it's total fraud, ladies and gentlemen. None of it's true. Infowarsstore.com. Go there, support us, and support our local M&FM affiliates as well. Because I need your support now. You need to get great products at the same time. We have X3, been sold out for months and months. It's back in stock. All three good types of iodine. Most people are deficient in it. This is an amazing product. It's back in stock. 50% off. So much more. Please keep us on the air because we're entering our most critical time. Look at what they're doing with Rogan, with Carlson, all of this. But we're staying at our stations and fighting. But Roger and I have gone further in the persecution arc than basically everybody else. And that's for a reason. So I wanted to upfront before we hit Russia, before we hit all this news, talk about that. How serious is this information? I know where you're at, Roger, as well. And how do people support you with the congressional subpoenas and the IRS attacks and everything they're doing? Because they see you as a prize. If they can take you out, the left is going to run around like they've captured a Roman standard, celebrating that they're winning. Taking us down is very important to the satanic New World Order.
Alex, you're absolutely right. They don't want me or you on the ramparts leading this fight. I have to comment on that clip you just showed. The idea of anyone from the New York Times accusing us of being conspiracy theorists is laughable. I mean, first of all, Peter Baker works for the New York Times, so New York Times. Therefore, by definition, literally nothing he says is true or accurate. But just to remind you, he was one of the major progenitors of the Russian collusion hoax, which we now know, based on declassified documents, never took place. Peter, waiting for your apology, waiting for your retraction. It's an absurd for them to call us conspiracy theorists. It's right out of the Alinsky book. They are the ones who are conspiracy theorists.
That's right. But I just want to upfront, Roger, because I know you hadn't been a big lobbyist for 25 years. You were a book author. You lost your house. You lost everything. You're not a victim. You're a champion that we've got to keep in the game and keep in the fight as, you know, like the equivalent of a top quarterback that's played 30 seasons. It's like impossible. 40 seasons. I've been in this 28 seasons. So you've been in, what, 45, 50 seasons. How do people support you? How do people keep you in the game?
Well, not only do I have the January 6th hoax to contend with, but I still have six remaining totally baseless harassment, but sensationalized phony civil lawsuits, including one by the Biden Justice Department. You can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. Unfortunately, I do still need the help of patriots and the InfoWarrior community.
Well, that's right, Roger. I mean, I know you're down to one half broken car, and I don't want to embarrass you, but that's what's going on. Let's expand on this, because we're not bitching, folks. You got to keep the Warriors in the fight. You forgot you have the Capitol Police suing you for running January 6th. I mean, you had nothing to do with it. I mean, that's just people. You're like, well, just don't, folks. They come at you with Georgetown University and the CIA are suing me. Okay, they admittedly run the law clinic, the Virginia lawsuit against us. This is not a frickin' game, and we understand it's all rigged. We've just got to fight through the whole process, or they'd shut us down right now. They would send in the local constables and literally take the equipment and turn our lights off. Okay, I have to fight right through the crooked thing, right through the rigged courts, right through battling for years in the courts, and all of this just to stay on the air. We know it's all rigged, but while they're biting us and attacking us and clawing at us like gremlins, we just stay in the fight at our guns, blasting at the New World Order. Sorry, Roger, I'm ranting.
That's perfectly right. Alex, at the very top, this morning I spoke at the River Church in Tampa with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who asked me to tell you of his high regard for you and the fact that he is praying for you specifically because he knows exactly what kind of attack that you're under. So I want to pass on his best
regard. Well, God bless you, and I apologize for getting you on Sunday night and making you sit there 10 minutes while I ranted. You'll have the floor, I promise. on Russia, on the canvassing about election fraud that you've discovered. That's big news. You'll have it when we all come back. I just wanted to upfront let listeners know that they don't normally hear me at the start of an interview call for support, but it's that damn serious. We aren't going to back down. We aren't going to give up, but we could give out, Roger. So how do people support you again? How do they get a Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirt? How do they get your books? How do they find Roger Stone paraphernalia, as the left calls it?
Again, you can go to stonecoldtruth.com, go to the shop, stonecoldtruth.com, go to the shop. You can get your iconic Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, or you can get a signed presidential pardon, or you can get one of my famous Roger Stone's paperweights. Or if you just want to help me in the legal battle and I need the help, you can go to stonedefensefund.com. But also, you've heard me say this before. InfoWars is indeed the tip of the spear. InfoWars drives the left crazy because we adhere to the truth. So get over there to the InfoWars store. By the way, that iodine product, I believe, helped bring me back from the Chinese virus. It's the best iodine product out there. It's back in stock. That's the good news. Go online right now and buy it.
Absolutely,
folks.
We'll
find a better iodine product out there.
We're doing our most important work yet, and you are keeping us on air. We'll be right back with the hardcore news. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For joining us on this live Sunday, February 6th broadcast. Longtime Republican political operative, former top political advisor to President Trump, famously pardoned for a crime he didn't commit by President Trump, joins us now, and he's got a lot to say from his research and his contacts and his working for multiple administrations about what he really thinks is happening with this Russia crisis. We saw Bloomberg on Friday announce that Russia had attacked, then later say, sorry, fake headline. We've seen the State Department and CIA say, just trust us. We know they're going to attack themselves. And we say, give us proof. And they said, that is the proof. So they've gone from Colin Powell, who'd hold up anthrax, at least he'd show some fake anthrax. That was all a lie, but at least he showed some type of prop. Here, they're not even bothering to try to plant something or make something up. Roger Stone, what's your view on the situation, and how imminent do you think war is, or can it be averted?
Well, Alex, I'm going to tell you the stone cold truth. I know how this works. As soon as I tell you what's really going on, the fake news media is going to say, oh, Roger Stone and Alex Jones, they're puppets for Putin. They're Russian spokesmen. They're Russian traitors. No. My family members were mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. I abhor the Russian system. It's a brutal, totalitarian system. However, this rush to war in which the Biden administration is going to endanger hundreds of thousands of lives, Americans, Russians, Ukrainians, is completely avertible. They would like us to believe that Putin wants to take over all of Ukraine and install a puppet government so that he can restore the faded glory of the great Soviet Union. First of all, he can't even economically afford that. Secondarily, let us listen to what he is saying over and over and over again. When he says he doesn't want Ukraine to join NATO, what he is saying is he doesn't want Western missiles on his border. This is identical to what President John F. Kennedy said in 1962 when he said he did not want Russian missiles 90 miles off the shore of the United States. This is all about that. And he said it over and over again, but that gets extrapolated to he wants to take over Ukraine. I don't believe so. If Ukraine would merely agree, essentially, not to put missiles on the border of Russia, this entire thing could be averted. By the way, that's what happened in 1962. John Kennedy basically got the Russians. He made a pledge not to invade Cuba. In return, they agreed to remove their missiles. And then we learned later that the United States removed some missiles from Turkey and Italy. And war, world war, and massive deaths were averted.
And back then, that's they called, showed us the photos of the missiles and the weapons, and the Russians got embarrassed and had to admit it. Here we're given no proof. And again, this is our weapons in the Russian theater, not the other way around.
Well, but let's also be clear about what's going on here. This is one of the all-time classics. It's diversion. Don't look over here at what the Chinese are doing. Don't look at the way they've corrupted the First Family and the way they have paid Hunter Biden. Don't look at the way they are systematically buying up farmland and real estate all over America. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that they had several hundred thousand acres. Alex, they have 300 thousands of ranch and farmland in Oklahoma alone. So don't look at the way they're manipulating our currency. Don't look at the way they are threatening our American flag vessels in the South China Sea. No, no, look over here at Russia and Ukraine. This is a diversion. They are on the precipice of a horrific war that would be avertible through diplomacy if anybody would just listen to what Putin is saying. But instead, you have the drums of war. It's bipartisan, by the way. It's Republicans and Democrats. It's the same neocons who would lead us to a totally unnecessary war. No, I'm not an apologist for Putin. No, I don't like the Russian system. But I do think that war is avertible here if through diplomacy. On the other hand, here's the backdrop. Only yesterday, they announced that all of the sanctions Donald Trump put in place against Iran have been lifted. So every time we show the world weakness in our foreign policy, well, Iraq is raining missiles on Israel. The North Koreans have restarted their nuclear weapons development program. The Russians are obviously on the border here prepared to make a move, because they don't think that we will take their insistence of not putting missiles on their border seriously. You have, as I said earlier, the Chinese harassing American flagged ships in the South China Sea. That would never happen under President Donald Trump. And then, of course, you have the fiasco in Afghanistan, where we were correct to remove our troops. That's a continuation of a Trump administration policy, removing our troops from the endless foreign wars where we have no inherent interest. But we left behind $86 billion worth of sophisticated military equipment, making Iran the fourth best equipped military on the face of the planet.
And let me just go back to what you said. The State Department is showing $5 billion in a bunch of different shipments in the last month being delivered every week with Javelin missiles, anti-tank missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, really Class A weapons are being delivered and masked. And we know U.S. Special Forces are there, because I know some of the guys that are there, already in proxy wars with little green men, 14,000 people already killed in the east of Ukraine in this proxy war. And so clearly the West is accelerating the conflict, I think, as a political distraction, as you said, from China, from Iran, from Afghanistan, and also the election coming up, the midterms.
I think that's exactly on the money. At this point, my sources in the Pentagon, and I still have some, tell me that they doubt war can be averted. They are hell-bent on war, but it is based on a false premise. This could be a diverted by diplomatic relations and diplomatic negotiations. I think Putin could not be more clear that he just doesn't want Western missiles on his border. So it is the same big government, Democrat, media cabal now beating the drum for war. They are war happy. And maybe people will forget about the energy prices. Maybe people will forget about what they're paying at the gas pump since we had absolute energy independence under President Trump. And now we're back to buying oil from who? The Russians and the Saudis. Gee, how about that?
This is just insane. And of course, who benefits the globalist from destabilization? So they go from the Great Reset with the 2 years of COVID lockdown into a new war with supply chains breaking down even faster. A whole bunch of Ford plants are now closing, eight, maybe forever, they're saying, due to persistent supply chain disruptions. That's not from the virus. It's from the hysteria and the lockdowns from the virus. We're going to come back with Roger Stone and talk more about the upcoming election and massive election fraud and all sorts of other chicanery, which is being very well documented and that is now unfolding. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
For only 72 hours. Our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we get new crew in here sometimes over the years. We got the best crew ever. And people will ask me, they're like, hey, you came in, you were dragging, and then you went in your office for an hour and you came out. Are you using drugs? How the hell did you get so excited once you're on air, but you're not when you come in here? And then they get to know me and learn, no, I'm excited because the world's exciting, and exciting things are going on, and they're trying to start nuclear war with Russia, and we could all die. And it'd take a few months after the fallout, as our gums bleed out and our guts bleed out, and I don't want to be there with my dying children. You know, I'd like to not blow up this planet we're on. See, I'm excited about things that matter. People say, why aren't you excited about football or basketball or baseball? Because those things don't matter. And yeah, I used to, 30 years ago, get excited about it, but now I know that's a diversion. And I'm not judging you if you like that, but people paint their faces up and they yell and scream at football games. I get up here on air and yell and scream trying to stop a new giant war. I mean, we have collapsing cities. We have massive inflation. We have things degenerating everywhere. We have incredible fentanyl deaths. I mean, I know a whole bunch of people whose teenagers have died in Austin. I don't just read it in the newspaper where they find some 11-year-old with 100 bags of fentanyl in New Haven, Connecticut, who's dead from fentanyl, and two of his other friends almost died, and they're in middle school. That's what pisses me off. And Roger Stone's angry about it as well, and he's fired up. And we want to get you fired up in that fight. And we know you're tuned in because you are fired up. We've got to get other people fired up. And that's starting to happen. Roger, finishing up on the Russian situation, what can listeners do? What can citizens do? Be like Josh Hawley, be like Tucker Carlson, call out the neocon Republicans. I mean, because they're saying it's imminent, get ready. Clearly they want to go to war at any time. They want to use an attack on the Russians to then say they false flag themselves. I mean, this is just a disaster we're facing. And then people ask me, why are you so upset? It's just crazy.
You know, Alex, you just put up an extraordinary story. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi says we're not ruling out a first nuclear strike over Ukraine. This is just beyond belief. No, I think that people need to let their senators and their congressmen know that they are not for going to war when war can be averted. This is a dangerous game that the Biden administration is playing. This could result in hundreds of thousands of deaths, and it is entirely unnecessary. Now, I understand that we are going to be attacked relentlessly after this broadcast as Russian stooges, Russian spies. No, we love America, and we don't want to go to war unless our inherent national interests are present. They are not present here. Can you imagine the Biden administration saying this is about borders, protecting the Ukrainian border? But what about America's border? We saw last week in Florida two luxury buses in Maitland, Florida, pull up to a hotel. We saw a number of illegal immigrants, all, by the way, males, somewhere between 18 and 25, by and large, each one of them being given preloaded credit cards, each one of them being given a passcode for a room in a hotel. Well, by law, you can't get a room in a hotel unless you can show a driver's license or some other legal ID. How is this happening? Our great governor, Ron DeSantis, specifically said that if the Biden administration sent illegals to this state, he would send them packing to Delaware and California, where Biden and Kamala Harris are from. And I'd like to see him keep that pledge. We've already seen evidence that they are flying illegals from Afghanistan, Afghani refugees, into Jacksonville, Florida, because unfortunately one of them went out and murdered an American citizen. So, again, I call on our governor to walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. We cannot have this flow of illegal.
I agree. He's got to deport them all to Martha's Vineyard now. That's a great idea. He must deport them to Martha's Vineyard.
I'm all for it. But in the meantime, spoke to a great conference yesterday in Tampa, put on by Defend Florida. And Alex, there's just no question. There are 1.6 million phantom voters on the Florida voter rolls. Now, if you don't live in Florida, why should you care? I'll tell you why you should care. Because no Republican will be elected president of the United States without carrying the Sunshine State. This is the most important swing state, and it's the state that Donald Trump did best of all the swing states. So it's not that there wasn't voter fraud in the last election in Florida. There was. They just didn't steal enough. They did not foresee Donald Trump coming out of Miami-Dade County, the southernmost county in the state, the largest county in the state, even. No Republican comes out of there even. Generally speaking, you want to lose that county 60-40, and if you do, you're going to win statewide by getting the normal Republican vote.
And Roger, explain, because we saw this in Texas and Florida, where they had a pool of dead people voting. They had a pool of people that were out of state still voting. And as soon as they ran out of that pool, suddenly you didn't see in the last election the numbers tracking the same in 2020, and then suddenly Trump surges ahead. So we're seeing this over and over again, and we saw in California large portions of Republicans going and trying to vote, and somebody had already voted in their name.
Yeah, there's no question. This is pretty easy to prove. Put aside those who voted on Election Day in Florida. Put aside those who voted by absentee ballot. Put aside those who voted in early voting. Just focus on those who voted by mail. Now, if you go visit 20,000 of those households and you find that 20% of them do not exist, meaning that they moved, they died, it's a vacant lot, there's no residence there, there's no evidence that they ever existed to begin with, and then you use the law of mathematical probability to project it on the millions who voted by mail-in ballot, you come up with the undeniable conclusion that there are over 1 million phantom voters on our rolls. PolitiFact says I'm wrong. No, I say they're wrong. They're denying math. Bad enough when they deny science. Now they're denying math. This is simple math. So we need an audit of our election rolls, not because Donald Trump lost the state, but because we are drowning in voters that don't exist. This isn't just happening in Florida. It's happened in Arizona. It's happened in Georgia. We saw a story last week, undeniable. There's over 100,000 voters in Wisconsin who voted in the last election who are all over 100 years old. Not possible. Not possible. You know, this is a huge dichotomy between the grassroots and the leaders of the Republican Party. The leaders of the party, the rhinos, they want this issue to go away. But at the grassroots, I can tell you, it is first and foremost on the minds of Republican voters. And they get reminded of it every time they go to the gas pump or every time they read about our leaving $86 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan.
I totally agree, Roger. Let me show you the numbers from Texas and Florida. I know you're a political expert, and I mean, I'm not. I've just seen the numbers. I want your take as we got a break on this. Here's a simple little graph I just drew. If you look at Florida and Texas, you have the voter rolls, and it's the same graph. Trump wins and just keeps going through in the night. But with Biden in Florida and in Texas, it just keeps tracking right next to Trump because they want to be able to right at the end put an extra and go above him. And then suddenly it just ends. And suddenly there's like no more voters and it drops off, which, again, you don't see graphs like that. Then in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other areas, it's the other way where Trump's here, Biden's here. They wait. They have plenty of votes, and they steal it in the middle of the night and then go straight up where they need to be. So, I mean, these graphs you don't see unless there's fraud, correct?
That's exactly right. Look, in Pennsylvania, it's very simple. It was the Republicans who legalized mail-in ballots, which are specifically unconstitutional under their state constitution. So the rhinos did it to themselves. They were so sure that Donald Trump was going to lose Pennsylvania, they were trying to save themselves. But Donald Trump ended up running way ahead of them. I believe he carried the state.
Absolutely. All right. Final segment with Roger Stone. I want to get into the midterms more. I'm going to talk about January 6th because even all the big Republicans admit they go to events with thousands of people, hundreds of people. No one wants to hear about Jan 6. They care about inflation, imploding borders, and the incompetence of Biden and war. They don't want war. They want jobs. They want security. They want a future. Same thing with Democrat voters. So what are the Democrats going to do when they're running on Jan 6?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not in the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off. And at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To the town of Albrea rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town.
I cannot stress enough to listeners and viewers how grave the situation is worldwide. And I don't do that to scare you. I do that to really get everybody to understand that if we don't politically hold the neocons and the psychotic Democrats' feet to the damn fire, they're going to start a major war with Russia. They already say it's imminent. This isn't Iraq, folks, okay? This is crazy town. And they're censoring everybody. They're debanking everybody. They're making major moves because the globalist Great Reset, New World Order system is in trouble all over the world with major governments. People are learning about it very quickly. They've stolen quadrillions of money through fiat banking. They're crashing the system. And they need viruses and wars and cyber attacks that they control as the diversion of the distraction to be our saviors while they actually conquer the world through financial fraud and warfare. That's why the learning curve on this is so important. But thank God, I'm seeing it everywhere now. being discussed by top scientists and lawyers and major leaders and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and all these other people now talking about the Great Reset. It's the corporate cabals. It's the other power structure. There's China. There's Russia. There's the United States. There's the European Union. There's the Islamicists. But what's bigger than all that together? The big corporations manipulating it all above the law. We never think about being conquered by them. That's what the Great Reset is. So please, go to ResetWars.com today. It is a seven-hour course on mind wars, spirit wars, how to mentally get ready for this. This is real technology that God gave us. A lot of this is well-known. A lot of it's not well-known. And the course is 50% off. We're only running it until tomorrow, and then I'm going to end the 50% off. So I want to thank you all for your support. Please go to ResetWars.com and watch the course. And I want to thank everybody that has gotten it. And everybody, please support Roger Stone at StoneDefenseFund.com. Just like myself, the committee is coming after you. He's got all these other groups after him. And if you want us to fight, we will, but we don't have George Soros paying our bills. So, again, the best websites, Roger Stone, for folks to be able to support you if they want to keep us in the fight.
StoneDefenseFund.com. There it is, StoneDefenseFund.com. I still got to fight 6 completely baseless harassment lawsuits being financed by George Soros, or in one case by the Biden Justice Department. These are civil suits. Business Insider said last week it was a criminal suit. No, these are civil suits. They're baseless, but if you don't go fight them, they get a judgment against you. Already lost enough. Alex, I got to be honest with you. I'm just happy to be back on my feet because I got bowled over by the Chinese virus, and it was 10 times worse than I thought it would be. And yes, I did ultimately make a comeback thanks to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. But in the meantime, I started doing my own research, and your iodine product, X2 and X3, absolutely crucial in terms of rebuilding your immunity. Now, just in case anybody's wondering, no, I'm not paid a penny to say this. Not a penny. I talk about these products on the InfoWars store because they work. You see, you could go to Amazon, you go to the vitamin shop, you go to a lot of places, and you can buy similar products or similar sounding products. Here's what I know firsthand, and that is Alex Jones and the folks he works with use only the best ingredients in the purest form and at dosages that will actually help you. It's all natural. Everything's all natural. But I really believe the iodine played a crucial role in getting me back on my feet.
Well, I'm just glad that, because I know you already had it and had ordered it and gotten some before, but I'm glad that you went and did research and looked at it, because there's so much that iodine does with the immune system, both internally but also topically. And like Dr. McCullough was on about all the big studies about a tiny bit of it in water and then inhaled into the nasal cavity is just amazing. So hope folks find out about it and support the broadcast with X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, in the 5-6 months we have left here, thank you so much for spending Sunday evening with us. Jan 6, you heard my question before the break. The Democrats are just all in betting everything on this, but the polls, the research, the numbers show their constituents are sick of it. Republicans don't want to hear about it. I mean, this is just crazy.
No, there's no there. First of all, we learned last week definitively that the massive doors to the Capitol that can only be opened from the inside were, in fact, opened from the inside. And now there's a new smear against that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn. It is alleged that there was a draft of a memo that talked about seizing the machines. A draft that was never acted on. In fact, as I understand it, General Flynn's reaction to the memo was, somebody needs to run this by the lawyers and see if it's even legal. I mean, if I thought about murdering someone, but then I don't murder them, can I be prosecuted for murder? Of course not. Now you're being prosecuted for thought crimes. Let's be clear. General Flynn did not recommend martial law. General Flynn did not recommend the Insurrection Act. General Flynn did not recommend the seizing of the machines. General Flynn had the same position I did, that you did, a 10-day delay so that the individual states could examine the anomalies and the irregularities in the election. This hatchet job in the New York Times by this fellow Draper is an outrage. I'm sorry. I've seen the attacks on him online, and I'm not buying it. General Michael Flynn is one of the finest Christian gentlemen I've ever met. He is an actual war hero, if you look at his record. And I believe his greatest days of public service lie ahead. I'm sick and tired of people dumping on this guy. He is a true patriot. And these smears are very clear. Why did they smear General Flynn? I'll tell you why. Because they fear him. Because as the former director of intelligence, he knows where the bodies are buried. He knows what the Chinese are up to. He knows what the North Koreans are up to. He knows what's really going on in Ukraine. He's been among the most articulate voices of saying, stop this rush to war and let's work this out by not agreeing to put Western missiles on the border of Russia. The identical position of President John Kennedy in 1962. So I'm praying every day that we do not go to war because I'm a libertarian Republican. I'm a Rand Paul Republican when you get right down to it. But you can see the drumbeat of the Democrat media cabal. Don't look over here at what the Chinese are doing. Look over here. Putin wants to take over the country and insert a puppet government. That's not what he's saying. I don't think that is his aim. And if you want to go call me a Russian spy or a Russian loyalist or a Russian traitor, that's nonsense, too. I'm in America. I love America. This is not good for America.
Well, I've really had a chance to be there at January 6th and to see it from all the different angles. And I know what happened now. And I'm going to make a short documentary sometime next week or the week after that's just like 10 minutes long that here's definitive what happened. It was surrounded by commandos. They ordered the police to stand down. They had some anti-provocateurs, some other leftists there directing people in. The riot cops attacked some people. Provocateurs and some folks got caught up emotionally and involved and also helped the Antifa. And they went in and all this went on. But we have to remember Pelosi was saying Trump will be removed by maybe even the Insurrection Act. She said we'll have martial law. Even if he wins the election, we're not going to accept it. We're going to hold our own inauguration. They said that we'd have a civil war in the New York Times. So they raised the temperature, burned down billions of dollars of buildings, attacked police. You know, all the vice president who later became vice president was bailing murderers and criminals out of jail. And then out of a million people, a couple hundred fight the police, a few thousand get waved into the building, and they arrest those that peacefully went in. This is outrageous. This is a fraud. And bare minimum, the federal government stood down and refused Trump's request for National Guard a month before. And so it's on them because they created the conditions to allow this to happen. Roger Stone.
Absolutely true. And Alex, those who have been arrested, and some of them are guilty of more serious crimes than others, many are merely guilty of trespassing, they are allowed due process. They shouldn't be given food laced with feces. They shouldn't be allowed to have no access to a law library or a computer if they choose to represent themselves pro se. We are violating the Geneva Conventions. We treat terrorists better than we treat these American citizens. We all need to be praying for those who are incarcerated. I'm for justice for those who did violent things. They should be prosecuted. But so many of these people did nothing violent. They are misguided. The idea of 3 years, 3 years in jail for trespassing, they keep talking about the deadly attack on the Capitol.
That's right.
The only two people killed were unarmed women killed by the Capitol.
All right, Roger Stone, thank you so much. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. I'm about to host 2 more hours. If your stations don't carry it, find it at InfoWars.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.